Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people. The fake news. They dropped off the word fake. But I am only against the fake news media or press. Fake. Fake. They have to lead that word. I'm against the people that make up stories and make up sources.
That right there, President Trump speaking today at CPAC, talking about the fake news. Tonight, CNN, New York Times, LA Times, Politico, and BuzzFeed were all banned, or barred at least temporarily, from a briefing at the White House. They're all shocked and a little more than a little perturbed. They took their airwaves to talk about it, their blogs and whatnot. I understand the frustration at time with the fake news, the way the president's come about it, some of the things he said that, you know, we should be able to know who exactly your sources are and what they're saying. There's got to be cover for sources. 844-344-2423, 844-344-2423. Jared in Georgia, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, how are you doing? Pleasure to be on your show.
I'm doing good, brother. Thanks, man.
This is about, we were just talking about with needing some verification of these sources. An example, where I live at, let's say, you have a neighbor you're not really happy with, you don't like, you're having an argument with. There's a lot of people have been calling up defects anonymously, and defects has to investigate it and embarrass you in front of your other neighbors, but there's no one to identify with. And I just would think that if someone actually had an issue, if someone's a whistleblower on something and wants to bring it to everybody's attention, that they wouldn't mind putting their name on it. You know, if I saw a child being abused, well, guess what? I would call DFS, give my name, and I'd testify. You know, so
absolutely.
Based on that, why are these people, if they're really legit, I think giving their name as a source will legitimize it. Otherwise, anybody can say whatever they want and then disappear in anonymity.
And that's where journalists, Jared, need to come in and actually say, I've done my background, I've looked at stuff, but if I identify my source, not only will my source not be my source anymore, I won't be a journalist anymore because people will never give me any leads and it'll be impossible for me to work. And oh, by the way, that person may get fired from their position. I think a lot of people, and I've heard a couple people text me and say, hey, you know, what about you have your right in court to face your accuser? People are giving out information that are happening in places. It is up to the journalist to do as much recon outside of that, if you will, as much of its own legwork to find out what's currently going on behind there. So you're trying to corroborate the story that this person told as best that you possibly can. Because, again, this White House is going to be very tight-lipped, especially if there's anything going on there. But it wasn't so much even about the sources today. And again, that's annoying. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much for listening. It wasn't even so much about this. My issue in and of itself is he looks at the media in a way that makes me scratch my head because there's a disdain. And you could be the flavor of the day, and tomorrow you print something that he doesn't like, and you're gone. Producer Peter pointed something out, too. Look who the guy is that he kind of looks up to when it comes to the politics of the world. Somebody like Putin, who has a strong grasp on his media. Except for one thing. A lot of the people over there are fine with that. They're not used to the freedoms that we have. We're used to a different set of rules than everybody else. We've got these freedoms, and they're protected by our Constitution. Now, lies? Absolutely. If you catch people in lies, you have every right to call them what they are. But you can't just blanketly tell everybody that this media who criticizes me is nothing but liars. And by the way, Fox today defended, several of the people at Fox today defended not the White House, but the media, because they're getting frustrated as well. And people have written me, they've texted me, Chad, what about Obama? I don't care about Obama. The media gave Obama a pretty damn decent pass. A pretty damn decent pass. They didn't vet him like they should have. They kind of gave him a once-over. We get that. That's fine. It is what it is, because you know what? That's yesterday. I live today. This happened here. You can complain every once in a while, to a certain extent. But this, to me, this was a bit much. This, to me, this was a step over. This, to me, I found to be uncomfortable. It's our Constitution. We want an unbiased media. Let's not pretend that there's not bias out there. I know there is. I have friends who are journalists. I know exactly where they land politically. And I would be lying if I didn't say at times, maybe, reading some of their stories, that they, you know, that some of their bias has gotten in there. But I want a press that's open. I want a press that's real. Wall Street Journal, right? They got hammered this week by him. You would think of all the people, right? Wall Street Journal. It's about business. He's business, right? You can't just like the Newsmax, the Breitbarts, the Foxes of the world. You can't just do that. To his supporters, they love this. It's fake news. These people are liars. They're horrible. They're evil. They're bad. They're only going after Trump. They want to destroy Trump. That's all they want to do is destroy Trump. That's it. That's all they want to do. And they're going to do with lies. They're going to do with all these things. But I'm sorry. I don't buy into that. We've got to be able to criticize our leaders without fear of being shut out of everything. I know for a fact that there were several shows that he would not go on because he didn't like the fact that they were critical of him. And because of that, I look and say, no, you got to go on all the shows that are critical. Open your doors. Let the people see who you are. If you're not what they say you are, then show them. If you're not what they say they are, and by the way, does any of us out there, you, me, or anybody else, does any of us out there believe that they're, that, you know, that any of the things that they're saying or any of the things we found out with the Veritas and all this stuff, that we didn't already think that? It's the same thing with Hillary, right? Hillary's emails. Remember when Hillary's emails, oh my God, where are they? Or when we started getting emails and the stuff from WikiLeaks, this, any other, all it did was verify what we already thought. 844-344-2423. Mike in Indy, you want to talk about fake news?
Hey, how you doing, Chad? I mean, my comment is basically, if these agencies, you know, news agencies, other than CNN and like the New York Times, who he's called out specifically as fake news, if I'm like Politico and I say, you know, he's calling us fake news, that's self-admitting to being fake news. You're saying, I agree, I'm fake news, and I don't like it. Instead of saying he's calling the New York Times fake news or he's calling CNN fake news, and we don't agree with that. When you blanket it out and say he's calling all media fake news, whoever's saying that is self-admitting that, in fact, they are fake news.
Well, no, I mean, like, how do you mean, Mike? Like, how is Politico or any of these people who's saying that they're, you know, he's calling us fake news? How is that self-admitting that they're fake news?
Because he's not calling them out specifically. He's called out the New York Times and CNN specifically. You're fake news. He's called them specifically. If you choose to wrap yourself in that blanket, then that's by choice. They're saying, oh, yeah, I'm fake news, and I don't like being called that. It's like being, you know, going around the
Well,
the,
he called BuzzFeed yard, fake news.
Which it is. I mean, BuzzFeed.
No, he called. But, okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, Mike. Do you want a president, Mike? Here's a great question. Do you want a president that is willing to pick and choose who he wants in the White House inside that press room?
Actually,
or do you want a free-flowing press?
Which president are we going to get rid of? Are we going to get rid of Nixon, Reagan, Ford, Clinton? All of them choose pretty much who's in the pool.
I'm talking about this president right now. I'm not talking about the past.
And then that's
I'm talking about this president right now. And the thing is, there's people removed from the pool. People removed from the pool are not organizations removed from the pool. There's a difference between saying, you know what, Steve over here is this, that, and the other. If they bring somebody else in, removing a person from the pool is not saying CNN, New York Times, LA Times, Politico, and BuzzFeed cannot come in here. That is a different thing. Doesn't matter who it is now. Because you could say, I don't like that reporter. I think
nailed it. I think Ari Fleischer nailed it, who was a press secretary, who said, we pick and choose who comes into, you know, everybody does. It's our prerogative who we're gonna offline. It's our prerogative. And because I did it, everybody does it. So now and this is what really is.
Well,
is,
you know, here's the thing.
Crazy.
While everybody, here's the whole standards. Thing. It's Fox was there. Fox okay. was there. All of a good portion of the real media, even the right-leaning media, was in there. Now, they may not have called them, and we got to jump. We got another call to jump to, Mike. I appreciate that. May not have jumped at them, Fox. You know, we know that they didn't jump at them. But the truth is, the whole point is you're going to be the most transparent. You're going to show everybody how everything's different. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to control the media. You know what you're trying to do? You're trying to catch a tsunami with a cup. It isn't going to work. It isn't. Chris, you want to talk about fake news, brother? What's up?
Yes, sir. Just wanted to say, I believe that Trump's biggest problem with the media is that when they report fake stories, when they make up what he's said and what he's done, and it's all a load of crap. I see it daily on Facebook feeds and stuff like that, and I believe that's what he's calling the fake news.
Yeah. Oh no. I completely understand. If the lies are out there and it's fake news and it's baloney and the, you know, we understand that. But at the same time, if you don't like something and they're a real legitimate organization and they're saying something where there's rings of truth or where their truth is, now he's got to the point where he could just say, that's fake news. And the people buy it. And we can't have that in this country where you're demonizing stuff that's legitimate. And too often than not, we're already doing that with each other. We're already giving each other half stories. I appreciate your call. 844-344-2423. We're giving enough of these half stories where you get a story from Breitbart where it's half the story. You get a story from the Huffington Post, it's half the story. We've got enough of that stuff. We do. And now they can delegitimize each other by just calling each other fake news. We got to do better. First of all, we got to demand better from our journalists. We got to demand better from our news organizations. But we also need a leader that's going to lead even through the crap he doesn't like. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. And of course, always reach us 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, dear God, no!
Do you have any questions?
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Yes, quite a day. The press, fake news, being frozen out of the White House. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. We're going to get to all these calls coming in. Wayne in Indy, you want to talk about the president. He has no duty to talk to the people who criticize him. What's happening?
Yeah, Chad, thanks for having me on. You know, you got to use an analogy how our president's seeing this. If somebody throws crap on you every day you go by their house, will you stop going by their house? And they have repeatedly took things out of context, never gave us the whole substance of our president's statements. They act like that we can't analyze the whole statement. So they will just take their part and, you know, imply it. And that's what my whole thing is with our president. You know, just say everything that he said and let us analyze it. But see, CNN and the other outlets, he's not trying to disfranchise himself from the news agencies at all. But he's just trying to disfranchise himself from the ones that aren't going to give us the complete statement.
Okay, I appreciate that. We got a job. We got a couple other calls. And I will say this, the job of the president is to sit there and take a lot of abuse. We may not like it. It may not be the best thing in the world. We may not be civil to each other, but that is the job of the president. You've got to take it whether you like it or not, and that's part of the job. It comes with it. Jacob in Indiana, what's happening, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for the call. I was just going to say, Trump needs to, instead of just yelling fake news, he needs to come out, let these reporters come into his briefings and just let them you know, release their own bias and call them out on it, catch them in their own bias instead of I think that would hurt them worse than just calling them fake news.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I appreciate your call. We got to jump. And I like what he has to say about that. Let them be them. All right. This is who they are. And you could point out, you could even say the whole thing is kill them with kindness. Look, we know you're biased. We know where you're going to go with this. So you're going to report what you're going to report and then let it go. And also in the end, let him be the president in the sense of be the president, be successful, keep your words, do the things you said, do the things you promised, and watch what happens. But the more you fight, the more they become part of the story, the more it takes you away and derails you from what you're doing. David, what's happening, man? You're calling from Florida.
Yeah, hey, Chad. I just had a very simple question. I'm just kind of wondering, why is the monster of fake news when it should be called propaganda? I don't understand why you, and I'm not singling you out, but others like yourself in the media, the term fake news, I don't get it.
You know what, David, I have said it forever and a day. Fake news is the onion. Propaganda is what this is. If you're trying to skew something in a way that shines a light on something that you are an activist for, that is propaganda. If you're giving a story that, not the whole story, but a story that you want people to see, that's propaganda. Fake news is the onion, like Godzilla attacks Tokyo. That's pretend news. That's fake news. And I've said it, but I don't know why people continue to go back to it, including our president. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. 844-344-2423. He's right. It is fake news. The onion. Propaganda is when you go out there and you put something out there you want people to read based on partial truths, or the way that you shade it isn't really what the actual truth is, but this is what you want everybody to believe the truth is. That's propaganda, right? Both sides do it. Again, I'll get two different articles about the same thing. One from Breitbart, one from Huffington Post. You put them together, you have the whole article. In a lot of ways, they're a bit of left and right-wing propaganda. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Text the program. You can also call it 844-DIG-CHAD. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We're having fun talking about all kinds of stuff today. We're going to get to immigration in a moment and what's currently being called the new underground. Remember the Underground Railroad? Help slaves escape. It really wasn't a railroad at all. Well, there is one happening, and we're going to talk about it when it comes to immigration, 844-DIG-CHAD. But we're still talking about news, fake news. You can chime in on that. Sean and Indy, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I wanted to know, are you, I've been listening a few times, running around the evening. Are you more in the middle, or are you a conservative radio host?
I'm an independent. I look at every single...
Good.
Kind of no, doesn't matter what it is. Whatever comes at me that we're talking about, I look at it from every angle, and I try to put together and piece together the entire story, the truth, and I don't come at it with any ideology other than the truth is the most important thing.
Well, I liked what you were talking about tonight, and I liked your take on it. I consider myself an independent, too, and I just wonder if some of the people that are just the staunch Trump supporters understand that this has historically always been the case. I mean, all the way back to the Civil War, you had press on both sides of it that just either they loved the president or they hated the president, and they printed what they wanted. So there was really not a lot of – of course, there were some independent sources, but I feel like you have to have both sides presented and then let the people decide what they want to believe.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely, Sean. I 110% agree with you. You have to let the people decide – and let them suss it out. And the fact is, we are so divided now. Most people find the news source that they agree with, and they go to it anyways. So, you know, and the other side's already thinking your news source, Breitbart's a lie, your news source, Huffington Post is a lie, MSNBC's a lie, Fox is a lie. So it doesn't really matter. But as a president, you got to be willing to take shots. And the best way to withstand those shots is to be successful. And if he's successful, and I want him to be, Sean, then guess what? It doesn't matter what they say. If people are working, they've got money in their pocket, they're not worried about their health care, and we're safe, bam, all of a sudden, whatever they're saying, nobody cares. Even people that may disagree with them are saying, hey, you know what? Life is good, so I got nothing to complain about. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Switch gears here. Immigration, big thing. Trump's talking about it. A lot of stuff's happening. And there's a new movement happening where you're starting to see these kind of activists that are out there who here they are. They're being activists and they're starting to hide people because people are worried. A lot of that I blame, too. Not only on, you know, look, the president has settled things and he's trying to do things that he's got every right to do, things that are on our books as laws. Excuse me. But you know what? You're going to get the activists out there. You're going to get the media out there that's going to push this and tell everybody that they're coming for you. They're going to kick down your door. They're going to take away your kids. They're going to split everybody up. And while that may happen once in a while, it's going to be completely blown out of proportion because, again, this is where the news comes in. And they're going to point to a certain area. Just like when, you know, the ICE thing we talked about earlier this week, the ICE raids that are happening, ICE is saying that we did the same thing under Obama. The difference is there's cameras here. There wasn't cameras for Obama. The picture's being pointed at them as this is evil. This is the painting we're going to do as this guy's coming. Well, what you're getting now is an underground railroad system or an underground hiding place for many people who feel that they're in danger of being tossed out of the country. Got a couple of clips here, and we're going to play a few of them. And the first one, a little hard to decipher, but he's talking about and comparing what's currently going on right now with what took place during World War II and the Holocaust.
It's hard as a Jew not to think about both all the people who did open their doors and their homes and take risks to safeguard Jews in moments where they were really vulnerable, as well as those that didn't. We'd like to be the people who did.
What he's saying is that, you know, as a Jew, he needs to do this because he would like to think about all those people that didn't open the doors to people back in the day when they knew where these people were going to. When they knew where these people were going to. And he feels he has to. And it's not just and you're getting everyday people, and you're also getting people like this. His name is Reverend Zach Hoover. He's from L.A., and he believes that the only thing he has to actually answer to is the Lord himself.
Look, I'll speak for myself. I feel really convicted that I answer to God at the end of the day. Like, that's who I'm going to see when I die. And I hope that, you know, hope we can live up to who we are.
Yes, I hope we can live up to who we are. Absolutely. And you answer to God. That's true. But you also answer to the laws of America. And I'm pretty familiar with the Bible. Last time I looked in the Bible, did not Jesus want you to obey the laws? Right? They want you to, how about the tax collector? You're going to pay your tax? No. He wanted you to obey the laws. That's what it's about. We have the laws of the land. And I get the fact that people want to help. People feel that this is somehow their duty to help. As Americans, we can have empathy. I have empathy for people. My grandfather is from Mexico. I was born Rodriguez. My grandfather's from my father passed away. My mother changed our name. A lot to do with my dad and much of the lifestyle and the things that happened with him. My grandfather is from Mexico. He is not from he was there. His thick accent, and it is a thick accent. Sometimes I have no idea what he's saying. His Spanish first. His English is great, but it's again a thick accent. He is from. You know, he spent a good portion of his life in Mexico until he was an adult in his mid-20s, early 30s. And then he moved over here. And he did everything the correct way. He did everything the right way. He has frustration with illegal immigration. He does. And we've talked about on numerous occasions, we can have empathy and understanding. Because if you don't live in Mexico City or several of the other larger cities throughout Mexico, you're in situations that are bad. He has empathy for people that come through, from Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala, and that come through here and are looking. He has empathy for people that get brought over here from places like China. And so we can all have empathy for those people. We also have an understanding that we also need to realize that we're a sovereign nation. We're a sovereign nation. We have rules. This president wants to have us abide by those rules. Now, I have always been of the opinion, if you're really serious about fixing immigration, then you're going to go after the employers, because eventually the employers are going to say, I can't hire you, even though I want to. And in doing so, what's going to end up happening is you've built an invisible wall. And that invisible wall is these people can no longer afford to stay here. They're no longer bringing in money. And because of that, they're going to leave. They'll leave on their own accord. We can have empathy and understanding, but we also have to realize that we are a sovereign nation. And while these people think they're doing good, what they're doing is they're slapping you and I, taxpayers, in the face. If these people were here and they were going to, you know, again, political persecution. You look at that one guy talked about the gas chambers. Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, you know, certain places you may go back to. That is not the gas chamber. You've come here to better yourself and to send money back to your family. I understand that. But we are a nation of laws, and we should abide by those laws. But a lot of these people feel that's their moral obligation to do this.
There's some element of we're entering into a territory that I don't totally know exactly what the consequences are, but I'm thinking what the moral consequences are for me if we don't act. Like, this isn't a moment to be standing idly by.
I don't know what your moral obligation or your moral consequences are. That's a you problem. I mean, I don't know about you, but if we started to think that way about everybody and everything, could you even sleep at night knowing what's going on around the world? It's the pick and choosing of certain situations. We can have empathy. We can have sympathy. We can understand that these people are going through tough times. We can. And we can also be mad at all of our politicians for years. They have played a game with these people's lives, whether it be for cheap labor or a way to get labor off the books, meaning they're not paying their taxes or their all of the things that go with it, the insurance, or a way to have a permanent underclass that has a need to rally around a certain group of politicians who will promise them the world and the opportunity to become citizens or give them certain things. Both sides have played the game, and these people have been in the middle. But it's time now, as us, as Americans, as taxpayers, as people that are sick and tired of the way that the politicians have failed this, we've got a guy that wants to do the right thing, and I think he's going to. I absolutely do. And not only that, I think he has the right to do it, and we have the right as a country to go, you know what? We're going to get behind you, and you're absolutely right. Enough of illegal immigration, enough of the way that this is handled. We can both fix the illegal immigration problem to a certain extent by finding out who deserves to be here, who wants to stay here, and at the same time, stop the flood from continuing to happen, which pours more burden on all of us. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. We're talking about the big news of the day. You can always chime in, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. And that is, of course, about the fact that the president and his administration, at least for today, barred several news outlets, including CNN and LA Times and New York Times, from hearing a briefing at the White House. What say you, bad, good, or indifferent? For me, I look at this and think we have a constitution, and we're also smart enough to understand what propaganda, baloney, biased news is. And if they want to report it that way, then you know what? I have a choice to watch them, to read them, or not. But taking away their voice is something that I'm not a big fan of. 844-344-2423. Little say what straight ahead. It's the Chad Benson Show.
How the hell does that happen?
That just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, ever.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
That it is, kids. That it is. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Got some funny stories we're going to get to in just a minute. We're talking about what's going on in the country right now, especially with CNN and the likes currently being barred today from press briefings at the White House. Pam in Indiana, what's happening?
Hey, you know what? I absolutely agree with you. We are adults. You can choose to listen or not listen to whoever you want. I believe Trump, you know, when he said, I'm not going to answer your questions, cool, because bad for them. But to say that they can't come in, that's crossing a line that I'm not willing to cross because there is freedom of speech.
Absolutely. And you know what? You don't have to. Look, President Obama didn't call on Fox forever and a day, but he still allowed them in the room. And you've got to be able to do that, because the minute you stop doing that, Pam, if it's one, it's going to be two. If it's two, it's going to be five. Five, it's going to be 10. And anybody that criticizes him, and guess what? After a while, you're going to find people that are starting to come out, and there's truth involved in some of it, and nobody is going to have a chance to hear the truth, and we need to. I appreciate your call, Pam. Thanks so much for hanging on. 844-DIG-CHAT. Let's go to George in Oklahoma City. What's happening, man?
Thank you, Chad. Just a couple comments. I'm glad about your grandfather coming over, and I fully appreciate what you say. These people aren't coming up here to waltz around. They're hungry, and they're willing to work. I think that Trump putting them back across the border will put pressure on their country, whether Central America or Mexico, that they're going to have to start treating their people a little bit better, because the strong ones are the ones that come over. Otherwise, I think that their people that go back are going to say so once they had a taste of liberty and freedom, that they'll straighten out their own countries. Naturally, Chad. Naturally, absolutely. I think that'll happen.
Absolutely, George. I appreciate your call. Thanks so very much for giving us a buzz here. And you know what? He said something that I pointed out earlier this week, and he is spot on. You know, Villadigara, who's the foreign minister of Mexico, they said they were fuming over what Trump was doing and the memo that came out this week. And the big reason is they're not taking care of their own house. And guess what? They're going to have to start taking care of their own house, because otherwise they're going to start seeing people are pissed and upset and angry, and they're going to demand more from their government. And oh, my goodness, how horrible would it be if some of these governments actually had to work for the people? 844-DIG-CHAT. Doyle, what's going on, man?
Hey there. Thanks for having me on. I'm just concerned about how Trump handles the media. It seems he only embraces, news people that are, totally buy into his point of view, like Fox News. And in doing so, isn't Fox News considered propaganda, or how is it different from those?
Well,
other
it's biased,
news?
That's for sure. It has bias. I think Fox News has bias, and just like I think CNN has bias and MSNBC has had bias, it's not as biased as people think, but we've gotten to that point now where if you're a conservative, you're only watching Fox News. If you're a liberal, you're only watching MSNBC. And if you're watching either of them, and if you're a conservative, you're watching MSNBC, it's only to spot the lies that you're looking for. And I don't like the fact that he's branding, just blanket branding, a good portion of these things as complete fake news and liars. And you can't do that. Let him in the room, point him out if you have to, but keep at least the conversation going and keep him there, because perception is reality. And the perception coming out from a lot of people today, even on the conservative side, Doyle, is guess what? He's only going to allow people in he knows will give him favorable stories and coverage, and that's not good. I appreciate your call. Last quick call this hour. Sam, what's happening?
Yes, Chad. Well, perception isn't reality. Reality is reality, but that's not what I called about. If we are missing the coverage of CNN or the LA Times or anybody else, what we're doing, of course, is we're admitting that they're slanting the news in a way that we like. Everybody's slanting the news one way or another, and Trump doesn't like that slant. Obama never called on Fox News either. So I think it's just going back on the other foot.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Sam. I appreciate your call. And you know what? Reality is reality, but the perception of the wider group of people, Sam, is that he is starting to pick and choose who he wants inside that room with him. And I don't like the fact that that's happening. I don't want to see the picking and the choosing of things like that. What I want to see is If you want to point people out who you feel that you have an issue with, that's fine. Fighting with the media all the time is not a good thing. And like I said earlier, when you start to fight with the media, take away A, from your message, and B, you're trying to catch a tsunami in a cup. And that's not a good thing. That is, it's like drinking from a fire hose, kids. It's not a good thing. Be yourself. Do your job. Be successful. Do the things you said you were going to do. Nobody's going to fault you. If you try to fix immigration, you do the best you can, and it's not everything you thought it was going to be. Nobody's going to fault you if you slash taxes, get rid of regulations, and you grow the economy, and maybe it's not what you like. But if you start, if you do the things you promised to do, that's all anybody asks. Do your best. We promised that you were going to do these things, then do it. And you're starting to do it, but it takes away from your message. And don't want to lose the message, because I think you've got some good things in there. But you're going to start taking away from the message. And now what you're doing is you're making them part of the story. Today, you cut regulations. You signed an executive order that cut regulations. It's nowhere to be seen. It's nowhere to be talked about, because everybody is talking about the fact that you decided to say, hey, you know what? You side of the media. We're not going to have any more of this, because I think you guys are fake and I think you guys are liars. We should be talking about what you're doing that's good, not some of the stuff that we look at and go, huh? It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.